Oranga Tamariki has apologised for keeping a child in hospital care for 9 weeks because it couldn't find a suitable placement. In documents posted online by cyber attackers who targeted the DHB, staff said the youngster did not require admission to hospital for any medical reason and was not unwell. The Minister for Children is calling for an investigation into the case, and advocates say it is disturbing and outrageous. Mani Donlop reports.
Since RNZ broke the story, Oranga Tamariki, who initially would not provide comment on the case, sent a statement this afternoon apologising, admitting it did not do the best for the child. The ministry confirmed it did receive a complaint from the Waikato DHB and has apologised to the staff that were impacted by the lack of quality service provided. It won't provide an interview and says it's limited in what it can say due to privacy concerns. In the documents, it was revealed the child was confined to a hospital paediatric ward for 67 days. The DHB reluctantly accepted admission for 1 week after the child's initial placement had broken down. Despite the lengthy stay, staff said the child didn't require admission to hospital for any medical reason and was not unwell. As a result, the young child, who had a lovely manner and nature, became institutionalised, effectively living in a hospital. Something that advocate Julia Faipoti says is distressing, and the harm this caused the child could be irreparable.
The impact on this young person's life will be profound, and that lies squarely at the feet of Oranga Tamariki, which does not live up to its name, and really highlights the mamai that children who are meant to be our taonga experience, the families, the harm that this causes, not just today but ongoing. How, of course, we're not going to trust systems that are in place that are meant to care for us and they hurt us.
There have been 5 reviews since 2019 into Oranga Tamariki that have all called for transformational change at the ministry. Julia Faipoti says the more time the government wait to act on the recommendations, more harm will be caused to whānau.
You have a system that has comprehensively, by design, failed this young person and their family and many young people and their families. We know this is not an isolated case, and this is the thing that concerns me right now. Transformational change has been called for, and while we have an advisory group of a Crown-led process awaiting the results of another report that's about to come out, we have children that have been hurt and families that are being hurt daily.
The Minister, Calvin Davis, is asking Oranga Tamariki for assurances that all appropriate support is being provided to the child and their family. Social worker and state care survivor Paula Crawford-Moyle cried as she read the story and triggered her own trauma. She says, unfortunately, it was unsurprising, and it was clear the child was calling out for what they needed and the state failed them.
What we had was pure incompetence all the way through. Where's the accountability? Who knew about this? And what justifies keeping a child in that kind of environment for 9 weeks because you can't find a placement? I believe that we need a higher calibre of training, compassion and care and understanding for these children. And this is just another example of somebody who just doesn't get the needs of children. I really think that heads need to roll with this one.
The Minister for Children was not available for an interview today, but said in a statement he was concerned about the claims regarding the care of a young person. He has asked for a briefing and expects all issues raised to be investigated thoroughly. OT say it has offered to explore how it can work to provide better support for children in Oranga Tamariki care who are in hospital. All documents have been securely handled and no confidential patient information has been retained by RNZ.